USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Russian war machine continues to destroy and kill everything in its path, Ukrainian officials have refused the Russian military's demands to lay down their arms in Mariupol in exchange for safe passage of civilians out of the southeastern port city on Monday morning. Pope Francis, speaking to roughly 30,000 people in St. Peter's Square for his weekly Sunday address, and Blessing continued his criticism of Russia, calling the conflict in Ukraine unjustified, senseless massacre, and urged leaders to stop this repugnant war. Overnight, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was hospitalized with flu-like symptoms. 73-year-old Thomas was admitted to Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, part of the Johns Hopkins Health System, on Friday night. Tests show he has an infection, and he's been receiving intravenous antibiotics. He should be released in about a day or two. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
At least two firefighters in central Texas were injured battling growing wildfires that forced more communities to evacuate Sunday. The Eastland Complex fire in and around Eastland County, west of Dallas-Fort Worth, has killed a sheriff deputy who was helping people escape. In all, seven large fires are burning across Texas, aided by dry and breezy conditions. As of last night, it has burned across more than 54,000 acres and was 30% contained. More studies by the CDC say boosters work.
A new CDC study is showing the importance of getting a COVID-19 booster shot. Researchers found three doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. Two doses were only 79% effective in comparison. The CDC says these findings reveal that remaining up to date on COVID vaccinations is highly effective in preventing severe illness or death, even against current variants. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Now that the Hunter Biden laptop has been confirmed authentic, the incriminating evidence shows how deep candidate Biden and his family was involved in scandalous behavior. A couple of weeks before the 2020 general election, mainstream media and dozens of intelligence agents protecting their guy called it Russia misinformation. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, says he confirmed the information to be a smear campaign when he lied to the American people.
That he lies to us. Just watch what has happened. 2 years ago, Schiff stated the emails found from Hunter Biden were all whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's what the head of the intel said. But if you recall, Jonathan Turley has an article written, I believe, in October 2020, after Schiff said this to the American public. And remember, the election's in November. But the director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, said no, that's not the case. That there is no intelligence out there to base it upon what Adam Schiff, as the chair of the Intel Committee, was telling the country.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy reminds the American people, Representative Adam Schiff must be held accountable. After meeting privately with fewer than half the members of the Senate, it's time for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson to testify publicly this week before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Opponents of her confirmation claim her track record shows she's soft on crime and has a tendency in lower courts to dictate law instead of interpreting law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.